Here we go. By way of introduction, I'm going to give an introduction. This is our seum. This is like our shiur dinner, you know what I mean? Whether you completed the Masechta or not, this is a tremendous accomplishment. We covered so many Amudim together. Those of you who are being Messiah, 110 pages of Talmud. Of course, it's no mere coincidence. It's always a coincidence when things coincide. But it's no mere coincidence.
The mirror.
That's also a coincidence. That is Lag BaOmer, that we're Messiah, the Masechta. Lag BaOmer, of course, is the time when we commemorate and celebrate. Everyone asks the Kasha, let me get this straight. It's a happy day because Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim stopped dying because they were all dead. There's no one left to die. You know what I mean?
So that's not the shot.
The shot is that this was the day that Rabbi Akiva got his 5 new Talmidim. And he gave them smicha. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai got smicha today. And we celebrate him as one of the 5 Talmidim, and that's the bonfires, Butzina Kadisha, the holy fire, the light that would come from the Kabbalah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But certainly no mere coincidence that today, when we celebrate Torah and our anticipation of Shavuos and the light of Torah that shines in every aspect of our lives, so that's also today. I want to personally thank each and every one of you and let you know how special that you are to me as individuals. Even the ones that are trickling in. What I'm about to say is just the beginnings of some of my personal feelings. It's by no means the end of my personal feelings, or no one should think that anything that I'm saying defines you or me or our relationship in any particular way. Three, who are some here, one of them is here, and the rest will trickle in, came in the middle of the Masechta, so they didn't complete it. But I hope that everyone will make sure to complete it on their own. So in alphabetical order, should I mention him and tell him to listen to the recording? Okay, Shlomo Aminsky! He's not here, we can talk about him. Clever and studious fellow, likes to hide in the back. He's not yet ready to be a force in the front. But he will be.
He definitely gets a reward.
He will be. David Arkalov!
Where is he?
I have no clue.
Everyone knows how talented David is. Always thinking, always making connections in his mind with things that he already knows. Trying to put everything, number one, into perspective. Number two, into a dynamic whole picture. Jacob Becker! Jacob Becker, there you are. A philosopher. But never too abstract to lose track of his sensitivity to everyone and everything in a very practical way. Joseph Auerbach! Yeah. So quiet! But so hardworking and so thoughtful. I was trying to understand the depth of the idea and see how it impacts in the real world. Yoav Deutsch! Oh, I mean this seriously, by the way. A model for all sports players in YU. And I mean that 100%. I had no idea he was on the basketball team until late into the semester. And I discovered, how could he be on the basketball team? He's always in cheer. He's got to, in the morning he's got to miss, and at the end of the day he's got to miss. So I want to say that I'm very impressed, and that I've had a lot of guys over the years that have been on this team and that team. I've never seen anything like this. So dedicated, so they're on time. If you got to miss, it's only to the minute that you got to miss. And that's very, very impressive. You know, I'm so committed to learning and to the sheer. Mamash, I had no idea. Albert Dweck! Albert Dweck is a force of seriousness and dedication in the sheer. Always involved in asking questions to clarify the information. You know how sometimes, I mean, you may not know this, but I know this. You'll look around the room as like a Rebbe, and there's that glazed eyes look. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And you know, like, you're not paying attention, you know? Albert never has that look. Whenever I make eye contact with Nashir, his eyes are always looking back, focused and determined. Joshua Geller! Yeah. I'll try to speak quietly.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got scared.
Josh is one of my closest tellmeeters.
Yeah, nice talk.
He taught my Elio Dope guitar. And he's such a sensitive and thoughtful person. Well, he likes to joke and give people a hard time. He actually is the best friend that anybody could have. Moshe Gnuth! Where are you, Moshe? Moshe Gnuth gets the award for most improved player in the year. And that's not a joke, and it's not a little thing. It's very important. And despite his struggles, his previous struggles, he committed himself to being in cheer and gaining from it. And in all seriousness, you're an inspiration to me. And I wish I could refocus myself in certain areas of my life like you did for sheer. Ari Gordon, here? Nope. Well, that made sense. Okay, moving on. Sloan Greenberg. A quiet force of dedication, studious and focused. If you can talk about anybody that's consistent and that's reliable and has that constancy, so that's Shlomo. Amiel Katz. Became a force this second semester. As he opened up, he started to get more vocal involved during cheer. He's a very serious person. When I mean this, when I say with defined values, and he's not afraid to chef the chicken, which is rather impressive. David Lipner, an inspirational personality that has come a tremendous way to be the dedicated, consistent Talmud that he is today. You will see him listening to a shiur with headphones and his finger and pen, focused and understanding every word in the Gemara. Noah Levy. Noah Levy is a good friend and social personality. And we'd like to hear more from him and share. And we look forward to hearing more from him and share. Jason Lasko. Jason's the model of what it means to be a student. Could be a little more vocal. But always there on time, ready to learn, with that look. He wants to understand, he wants to learn, he wants to grow. Menachem Rothman. We had the opportunity to get to know each other on our rides from Muncie, Baruch Hashem. He's a very colorful fellow. A lot to say. He really thinks about everything. And he is very bright and analytical.
Just wait until Adam.
And we'll keep it at that. There are six more Talmidim that I will mention in a moment. And I want to say the following. We're about to say the Hadron. So, well, we'll pass it out, I guess, in a minute. In the Hadron, we're about to say something that I want to take 1 minute to focus on. This is my Dvar Torah for our team. When we say our Hadron, we say, Anu Amelim Behem Amelim. You've heard this before? It means we are Amel. What does Amel mean? To toil. It means to struggle. And that's what we're going to define in a minute. By the way, if anyone wants to start making breath and eating, it's hot. Start. What does it mean, Anu Amelim Behem Amelim? Did you chef these chickens? We toil and they toil. I don't mean the Makabin Star. Hey, maybe the Makabin Star. We toil, we get scar for it. They toil and they don't. Who's the they? The Goyim, you know? They're toiling, they're not getting scar. And Akasha is, how does that fare? How does that make sense? If someone is Amel, he should get scar. Are you with me on this question? If someone toils, he should get scar. What does it mean they're Amel and they're not getting scar? That's what I want to answer. And very briefly, I found this answer in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, it says that there's something called Amelus. It said that we had Amelus. Hashem saw Amaleinu. And you know what Haggadah says? Anybody remember? Elu Abani. Anu Amelin. Hey, Amelus. Amelus is Elu Habonim. What? Because the Pesach says, Kol Haben Hayiloid, Hayoritashlichu. The boys that were born, what did they do them? They threw them into the Nile. The Labasta Chayon left the daughters alive. The Pasuk does not explain the word Amel at all. So how the Haggadah going to answer the question? What's Amaleinu Elu Habanin? So the answer is, the Haggadah had a preconceived notion of what Amelus means. The definition of Amelus, are you ready for this? The definition of Amelus is to toil, to struggle, to work, either when you don't necessarily, or perhaps when you don't by definition, see the results. You with me? It means work, struggle, maybe even specifically when you don't see the results. If that's the definition, then Elu Habanim. You struggle to raise children, to produce children, and they were Rahmana Litzlan killed. So when we say Anu Amelim, Hema Amelim, we're Amel Makabel Star, Hema Amelim, Eina Makabel Miskar, that's what it means. It means why should anyone get reward for struggling if you didn't do anything? The answer is in Torah, the reward is for the Amelus, not for the accomplishment. We're celebrating today an accomplishment. This Schar is for the Amelus. Whether you accomplish or not, the toil is what it's all about. Gemara says, you're only allowed to believe a person if he says, I really tried hard and I figured out the Gemara, you're allowed to believe him. He says, I tried hard, I couldn't figure it out, he's lying. He says, I figured it out, it was so easy, he doesn't understand it. The only time, the way it works in Torah, it's a dynamic, is you put in the time, you put in the effort, you will understand, it's a guarantee. Yogati, does anyone know the next word? Umatsasi. If he says, I struggled and I found it. What do you mean you found it? You should say you figured it out. Here, here. It says he found it. How do you find it? The answer is a metzia, something you find, not something you built. It's not something you earned. It's something you found as a gift. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from a Kaddish Baruch Hu as a gift. It's kichala soyle daveri love, that when he completed, when Hashem finished speaking to him, of course he got the Torah, he finished speaking to him. Chazal say kichala. He was given the Torah like a kala. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. And that's what Amelus means. It's a guarantee in Torah. There are a few people who did Amelus, and they also accomplished, and there are six. Chi Abramowitz.
Yeah.
Obviously a very bright and talented fellow. He doesn't like rules. He likes to do things his way, and somehow always manages to. Zach Blisko. Likes to be quiet, but he answers and has something to say whenever asked. I could produce a book from all of the shiurim that Zach has so expertly summarized. I was asking him, Rebbe, what'd you think? How was it? I have pages and pages and pages. He really enjoys to learn. And it's a pleasure to have him shiur. Benji Dessa. Another Talmud I have a very close relationship with. Benji Yosef and I have a special relationship. Where's Yosef? Where are you? Anyway. I try to eat lunch, and they hack me. And that's one of my favorite times of the day.
2 years, like
finally. But it's one of my favorite times of the day. Benji and I have a special relationship that I will always cherish. He really took advantage of having a Rebbe around, accessible and available, both for advice as well, for some extra learning as well. Yoni Goldman. How are you? Okay. Okay, where's Yoni? There. Comes to Seder, gets the Amudan like a soldier. Always staring me down in cheer. You know what I'm talking about? Listening intently and processing everything we have Detroit in common. Even just for that. A very special relationship. There's a seat here. Do you need more? Here, there's right here. Yosef Malkiel. I could have one conversation with Yosef that will last for 6 hours and cover every single topic in all the chats in one conversation. One of the most inquisitive people you will ever meet. People think about things. Yosef thinks about everything. Studious and dedicated, someone I am certainly proud to refer to as a Talmid. And finally, Avraham Chaviv Rosenberg. Some people will always win an icebreaker.
I'm an amateur boxer.
Okay. You know, you win. You aren't going to beat that. No pun intended. Okay, pun intended. Yehuda. Yehuda has tremendous potential to be a real Talmud Chacham. He's about Kirei, and he's a serious Jew. He probably belongs in NYP, but we're going to keep him with us as long as we can. Chevra, we're going to complete the Masechta. For all of you that completed, so I'm going to pass around your Zahadron. So, your passes to Pia Tigma. There are six of them. The end of the Gemara finishes like this. He said that Bilga, that family of Kahanim, they always divide up in the Dharam, in the... South. Tanur Rabbanan, why in the South? South is considered to be the departing Kahanim. That's where they divided it up. Why are they always in the South? Tanur Rabbanan, Maisa, Miriam Bas Bilga. There was an incident with Miriam, who was the daughter of this mishpacha called Bilga. She mirrored Dosa. She went quite off the derech. She rejected her Yiddishkeit, Rachmana Litzlan. And she married some member of nobility of the Greeks. When the Yavonim came in, the Beis HaMikdash, the times of Hanukkah, the Haitim of Etes, the Sandola, she was kicking with her sandal, Agabi Mizbeach, on top of the Mizbeach. The Amra, Lukus, Lukus, wolf, wolf. Until when are you going to devour up the Jews' money, all these korbanos for naught? You're not going to stand up for them when the situation is pressing. When the Chachamim heard that this happened, they locked up Bilga's ring for the korbanos, for the sacrificing of the shtika. And they closed up the window that had all of their knives in it. Vishanim are those that say it was a different incident. Vishanim to Shai Lavoi, that they were delaying, they were tarrying, they were late in coming to do their Avodah. So the other Mishmah called Yishvah, so they had to take over, and they did. Vishimish Taktov and served in their place. Avopi, Shashchena, Arishoy, and Leim, Mustakru. In general, the neighbor, the next one, that's usually considered to be the neighbor of Bilga, even though generally speaking, neighbors of bad people do not profit. Shkani Bilga and Shaku, they did. Shabilga la'olam, halekas bedarim, yishabachiv, b'tzafim, because they would always switch around whenever they would divide up their stuff. Because Bilga was always in the south, Yishvai was always in the north. Bish on the man, the Amr Mishmar, to Shaya Lavot, if you're going to say the second chapter, that the reason why the entire Mishmar was punished was because they delayed as a group. And the Kantina and Lekula Mishmar, so we understand why you would make a knas, a fine, the entire group, the entire Mishmar, their family. So just because it was one woman, Miriam, so you have to be kindness and fine the entire family? Rabaye in, that's right. And you hear a kid babbling in the shuk, rest assured he heard it from someone. And it's going to be from his parents. It means it was already integrated into her from her family. So for just two parents, you're acquainted the entire Mishmar, Rabaye, or the Rasha, or the Shechina, in general, for principle, what was to the Rasha, what was to his neighbor? This is used in the Mishnah and the Goyim to say if a person has a neg on his bias, sometimes you have to take out the entire stone. Well, guess what? What happens to somebody who lives on the other side? Well, they lose the stone too. So if you live next to a Rasha, you suffer too. And the Masechta finishes by saying, but the opposite is also true. Toyu v'tzadik, toyu v'shenai. If a person is a neighbor of a tzadik, he will also benefit. So those of you who are finishing, please say the Hadron along with me. Hadron Allah Meseches Sukkah Vahadarach Alam. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Hadrach Masechah Sukhava Hadarach Alon. Daitan Allah Masechah Sukhava Daitach Alon. Vinis Nishayn Nav. Masechah Sukhava Laisis Nishayn Nan. Leva Alma Hadain. Leva Alma Da'asin. Second time. Hadjan Allah Masechah Sukhava Hadarach Alon. Daitan Allah Masechah Sukhava Daitach Alon. Vinis Nishayn Nav. Masechah Sukhava Laisis Nishayn Nan. Leva Alma Hadain. Leva Alma Da'asin. Third time. Ready? Hadron Allah, Masech HaSukkah, V'Aderech Alon. Daitan Allah, Masech HaSukkah, V'Daitech Alon. V'Nis Nishay Minach, Masech HaSukkah, V'Lisis Nishay Minan. Loi V'Alma Adain, Loi V'Alma Da'ase. Yehi Ratzon Mufanecha, Aliyinu V'Layah V'Seinu, V'Dehei Zarosko V'Nisainu V'Lam Hazeh, V'Sei Manu L'Olam Abba, Hanina Bar Papa, Rami Bar Papa, Nachman Bar Papa, Achloi Bar Papa, Amari Bar Papa, Rafin Bar Papa, Rakish Bar Papa, Surcha Bar Papa, Ada Bar Papa, Doru Bar Papa. Ha'arev Noah Adonai Aliyainu Estivrei Sarosko Bufinu, Bufifio Es Am Chaveis Yisrael. Ini anachnu v'tzatzeinu v'tzatzei am chavis Yisrael kulanu yedei shemecha lamdei sarasecha lishma v'ayivai sechat meini mitzvasecha v'lo ilam hili v'hili v'yisamim v'chulkecha l'man lo yevoish v'lo ilam v'yeshka v'pikudecha kivo m'chisani baruch ato adonai lamdeni chulkecha amen, 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 selavoeh Moidim anachnu lefonecha adenoi alienu leyaviseinu. Shesamta chalkeinu miyoish veveis amedrish. Veloi samta chalkeinu miyoish vegronais. Shonu mashkimim vehem mashkimim. Onu mashkimim ledivrei sara vehem mashkimim ledvorim betelim. Onu amelim vehem amelim. Onu amelim mekabam zohar. Hem amelim vehenu mekabam zohar. Honey Rotsim, Aim Rotsim. Honey Rotsim, the Kayla Mabo, Aim Rotsim, the Shakas, and Amar, Viato, Elihim, Terbidain, the Bear Shakas, Anche Domi, Mumirma, Lo Yech, and Sui, Mayam, Vani, and Tafbo. He Rotsim, Ufaneva, the Nayali High, Kishem, Shazar Dani, the Sayan, the Seth, and Sukha, Pintas, Venu, Hastil, the Seth, Doysus, Varim, Achirim, with the Saimum. Lil Moil of the Lamein, Lishmor of the Asoy, so the Cayenne, is called the Grace of Mutter, a second of the Abu. The Chuskalat, Anoim, Amoroim, and Samide Chachamim, Yamaili, Lazari, Shalai Samush, Atura, Mipi, and Mipi Zari, the Zera Zari, Adoilom. This is Cayenne B, Kimis Alechacha, Tanacha, Isaf, the Shafricha, Tishmor Alecha, Aki Tsoisa, he says he Chacha.
Amen.